This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're here at Buckets and Bets, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Thanks again to Tree for making us sound good out here. Vlad back in the studio. No thanks to Frog Boy. He was here for 3 seconds today.
He really left?
Oh, what was up with that?
Now I'm upset. Because I came in, because I saw what happened on Tuesday. And I'm like, you know what? That's messed up. The show is... It's not the same if everybody's not there. He literally
that was
lived
very kind of you.
Right across nice from you, there. And I'm thinking, all right, go there and, you know, have fun. And he's gone already.
He says he'll be here tomorrow, apparently.
That's what he says.
We'll see.
That's what he says. He says things.
Hold him accountable.
He says things. We're about to get going here with the action for March Madness and about going with all the action, which should be a lot of fun as the parlays are already bet for today. I'm very excited about that. Oh, Glenn has showed up.
Glenn!
Hello!
No wonder.
And we got the first action today will be Creighton and Louisville, which I do have action on. I need Creighton to win this game. Even though I picked Louisville in my bracket, I want Creighton to win this bet. I can't lose.
You can't?
Call that hedging, J-Fig.
Do you know what hedging is, J-Fig?
Nope.
Bet both sides. Give yourself a safety net.
Where is Leroy right now? More meals? More food?
Probably eating.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
He's probably eating. But let's get to the headlines here, which are brought to us by our friends over at Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Jay Gatto is checking in, and he says, Robbie has made it. He has touched the southernmost point. So Robbie walked all the way from Miami to Key West.
That's crazy.
In the span of a week, and Miami, really less than 24 hours, less than a week, because he left Thursday night and made it there by Thursday at noon before March Madness. So he did it. Congratulations to Robbie and all the money that he raised for Alzheimer's and the Miami Southern Charter School for Alzheimer's. You guys could still go to his social media and donate there if you guys want to support a guy. He'll be on tomorrow to talk about his whole experience. We'll have him on in the 11 o'clock hour because I didn't want him to miss any of the action.
Have the QR code right here just in case you still want to donate.
Yeah, if you guys want to donate to a cause near and dear to Robbie's heart, he made it. So congratulations to Robbie.
That little point right there, he made it there.
The big story of the day, obviously, is the Miami Heat. They are still mired in a 9-game losing streak. Cade Cunningham, winner right before the buzzer, banks it in. He finishes with a 25-point triple-double. And this, of course, was a very unhappy birthday present to one Pat Riley, who is got to be feeling, I don't know how he's feeling. You know, it can't be good. It can't be good right now with where he's at. I will say, Leroy, all of this being said, I came into this year, before all the Jimmy stuff happened, I still was like, maybe this will be Pat Riley's last year just because of the whole court pomp circumstance and he's getting the statue with the Lakers next year.
Not now.
You think for sure this changes everything? He doesn't leave and he's more dug in?
You can't go out like a bum. You can't go out with...
But when's the perfect
everybody
time?
Forgetting, you know, what you've done in this game based on your last failure.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers included?
Huh?
Aaron Rodgers included?
Yeah. I mean, I would think, but here's the problem. If Pat Riley says he's coming back another year, it don't come with no drama. Right? It comes with Pat being Pat.
Pat can go out.
If Aaron Rodgers come back, the first thing everybody says is, okay, who can handle all the drama? Who can handle all the side stuff? Right? Football is a lot different, Dad. You have too many moving pieces to have a distraction playing a pivotal role in your success.
The only thing that it would do, though, because he didn't necessarily go out great as a coach. Like, he went out on a 15-win season and handed the reins over to Spoelstra. So if it did happen...
But didn't he win a championship 2 years later?
No, you're thinking about the first time he stepped away. He stepped away and gave it to Stan, and then Kevin stepped in for Stan and won a championship.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when he finally got done with coaching.
Right.
I'm under the impression, look, Pat Riley can do anything he wants to me.
Don't sound like it.
No. I want to be clear. He can go out on his terms. I really thought because of the whole court thing and him getting the statue next year in L.A., I thought that he was going to be done. 80 years old kind of seems like the time anyway. It's like it's a round number. So I was thinking going into this thing, don't be offended. You're not there yet. But I am with you. I got to feel like the Jimmy thing has changed mindset because you're kind of bunkering down, right?
And,
like you're gonna want to go out and at least feel like your organization's in a good spot, and it kind of feels it's on shaky ground right now.
I make you Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
You're an extreme competitor.
Yep.
You see Jimmy having success. There's no way you can let that be the last story told.
It can't be. I mean, unless Jimmy gets bounced in the first round.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You got to prove you can win without, just like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick didn't prove that he could win without Tom.
Right, I know.
He ended up in North Carolina. Like, do you think anything less of him?
No, I don't.
I know you don't. I don't think most people do, though. Like, if it did, but I'm with you because of his mentality. I agree. I don't think that he will, and I'm fine if he does want to stay. But I don't also think like. I don't need Pat Riley to have to stick around until the Heat are championship contenders again and say till he's 85. Like, if he wants to go be with his beautiful wife and grandkids because he's done everything for the organization, too. I don't want Pat Riley to also feel like he's leaving a failure. Like, you can't – just because the Heat are ending and not having a good year right now, you could never say what Pat Riley did was a failure down here. You could never, ever say that.
No, you can't. But keep in mind that – all Heat fans aren't as old as us.
Well, they're stupid. They're stupid children. I'm sorry, they are.
I
say that as somebody mature.
It is absolutely amazing how you can do the same exact thing in certain situations and call somebody doing the same thing stupid.
Well, I don't see how that's the same.
I'm just saying, some of your takes
on
people
right.
in situations.
It's not the same. It's samesies.
It's not samesies, though.
I think so.
It's not. They're stupid children.
I just think this is a perfect situation of the pot calling the kettle black.
No.
It is.
No.
Dude, some of the rants you go on about just players and why you don't like them?
If there's nothing I don't have, the one thing I do have is perspective. And I always, always have the clear
Look at me in the face and say that. You liar. You don't have perspective.
Or food.
No, see? No, not
no,
him.
Don't do it to
We don't have perspective. You never have perspective.
That's not true.
Do you have perspective on Zion?
I think I do.
Yeah, I want him. That's your perspective.
I think I do. My perspective is right now, what's the most gettable talent that the Heat could actually get? And I think that's
Yeah, but wait. Getting talent that doesn't play, is that getting talent?
He's playing now.
Yeah, but do you...
Little hamstring pull, baby.
Last time he tweaked the hammy, he was out for 6 weeks. You want to take that chance, giving him 30?
Maybe they have a bad medical staff over there.
Okay, it's much better.
Well, yeah, that's what I have to say. The last 3 years, the Heat's been hurt. Played?
Well, I mean, they're not witch doctors.
Wait, Tobin,
okay,
hold on.
Then why? But you mysteriously think they could do better with Zion?
I think they could.
See, you. Am I wrong for thinking this man makes a lot of assumptions about how things are gonna be?
A lot of.
Oh, he always. But right he's half glass full for anything Heat. Not even half That's glass. Right. It's full glass.
I get that. But he's also the first person to call somebody a bum when they're out for a substantial amount of time.
I know, but because of Zion.
I am the first person. No. Hold on, Vlad.
No, put your finger down.
I am the first person to call a person a bum.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the first person to call someone a bum when they deserve it.
Based on what he feels is deserving.
Based on what he thinks is right.
And you know what's going to happen if you get Zion?
Oh, now he's going to face me and put the
weight on. Listen, I'm not.
You're just mad that I am winning, okay? And I've been keeping an eye on those.
We're 1-1. We're 1-1. I smoked you the last round. Second of all,
we never finished the last round.
He gave you the victory.
Because I'll come back on this.
Okay.
There's been many. You think I've never been down to last cup in beer pong? Huh. Second of all, I was going to give you that match, but if you want to go that way, that's fine. Second of all,
don't give me any.
Second of all, I'll leak your texts.
What kind of texts?
Your game texts. You know.
I mean, you can.
You know what you said.
You can.
Everyone on the roster got it. Hey, get up, Creighton. Come on, Intangibles. I need you to win today.
Hey, there's all. Oh, no, there's one. Never mind.
What do you mean? There's always an intangible.
No, but I'm saying certain schools have more intangibles than others.
Oh, that was intangible on intangible.
Listen, the tournament is intangible. This is the intangible tournament.
When you're talking about when you talk about schools like Gonzaga.
Right?
That Creighton. Look at that.
That kid's probably 23. Why does he look
Butler.
Forward?
Because he might be 40.
NIL,
football,
baby.
Where they say, this guy, like the tight end for the tight end
for the
Miami,
Canes?
His ninth year. I'm like, dude, you need to go get a job.
Steven Ashworth from Alpine, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he might have to
Wait,
do some Mormon.
He's 6'1", 175?
Yep.
He might have had to do some, what you... Don't they have to do the
24-year-old senior?
Oh, yeah, they have to do a retreat or whatever.
Yeah, they got to do a retreat. They got to, like, miss a year or two and retreat.
Man, AI, wow. AI gives me the whole breakdown. Now, Marcos, I don't use Marcos as AI. 24 years old, plays guard, senior, plays for the Creighton Blue Jays, married to Peyton Ashworth, and they have a son, Tommy J.
Of course.
Peyton?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that was a boy and a girl name.
Yeah.
You never knew that it was a boy and a girl name?
I only know Peyton Manning.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I know Peyton.
Dade South says Tobin.
I heard Peyton as a last name.
Dade South says Tobin plays for Waiton. You can't laugh at that. You can't laugh. You can't laugh at that.
You know what? Then you say, I'm hard on you.
Wait.
Okay?
I am not the one fat shaming.
You'd be doing too much.
You liked it a little too much.
I am not fat shaming.
You
liked it a little too much.
Okay?
I did not mention anything of said comments,
mm-hmm.
right? All I basically did was laugh at the joke.
Your laughing basically means, like, you agree with it.
No! My laugh basically means the joke was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Why?
It.
Why was it funny? Because there was some truth to it?
Wow.
No, because of how he did
like
it with the Creighton. And
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, It's a play on words.
A play on words.
Take a break. Back with more for this.
The ball is tipped.
One time more, dude.
That's what that is.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to some cat talk quickly here. Brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer on all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Panthers are back on the ice tonight at 7 o'clock, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM, as the Cats look to bounce back from a couple losses on the road. And
Ugly losses,
yes. So they're trying to get things right. They had a practice yesterday. Paul Maurice said that there's no timetable change on Brad Marchand or Matthew Tkachuk, though I don't think he ever gave a definitive timeline either. So
punitive skate yesterday?
Gus said they went hard. He didn't say it was punitive, though. Our boy, Gus Forsling. But he was fun. I enjoyed talking to him.
What's a good interview?
Good banter. Good banter, that young one. Schmeath and Schmolnick says, Toby want to go to BYU. He goes to TCBY. You.
So, you know what's weird?
Hmm?
It's hard for me to tell how old the hockey players are.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why, because of the teeth?
No, not even that.
How old do you think Gus Forsling is?
31?
No,
I think he's like 26, 27?
27.
Yeah.
He was a waiver pickup. You believe that?
Really?
Just a waiver pickup. And then he became one of the best plus-minus guys in all the sport and signed an extension with the Cats. This is Bill Zito. He's cooking right now.
Well, I mean, we need...
Although Seth Jones, fix it.
We need the Dolphins to do this.
Yep. Certainly do.
But for different reasons. Like, your reasons are because you spent so much money on the wrong stuff.
Oof. You're not kidding, dude. You're not kidding. You are not kidding. All right, so right now, we have our first game going on. Creighton against Louisville. Did you pick this game in your parlay?
No.
Should
look at this
the,
parlay.
Should have taken over on the total.
Hey, you ready?
I love the receipt.
Hey, go big or go home. You ready?
Yep.
Here's what I got. Houston, Michigan State, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, Auburn, Duke.
Whew.
And I tried to I was going to make it more by putting some of the women.
Mm-hmm.
Their odds are ridiculous.
Oh, it's just not fun.
Like this 20,000.
Come on, you're not going to take South Carolina minus 500,000.
Yes, I would.
To get what? 2 cents? To win
right, that's
cents.
What happened. I did an 8-game parlay, just wins, right? And $20 paid me $28.
So we got the next game.
Sounds like a Marcos thing.
The next game, the next game coming up is going to be High Point against Purdue. High Point's a 13, Purdue's a 4. That gets going in about 10 minutes. So we'll get our action going on here. The total is 152.
I like it.
152.5.
Purdue scores a lot of
Purdue's
points.
Purdue's an 8.5-point favorite. I have Purdue in my parlay.
Take the over in the total.
Really?
Purdue scores a lot of points.
Yeah. What time does that game start?
10 minutes. You want to go?
No.
I'll let you go bet.
There's more.
No judgment.
There's enough action.
No judgment.
There's enough action.
There is enough action. There's so
we
much
just
action.
Started.
I mean, you go in there. I'm going to be like, Vlad might yell at us again because those giant screens are very hypnotizing.
When I walked in there, I got stunned that me bumping into people in there.
Because we got here so early.
Yeah.
And now people, it's starting to fill out. Hey. They got beautiful couches out there for everybody to relax.
Yes,
the screen
nice
is the size of the wall. They got the betting kiosk right there. You got tickets. You get your food and drinks are included with it. So you get these delicious sliders and pretzel dogs and drinky poo.
Hey, so Vlad.
Delicious, dude.
You know,
yes.
We have a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Who sometimes shows how country he is.
Okay.
So.
That one right there?
No, right here.
Oh.
What?
So, oh.
Me and J-Fig are in there with the little tongs trying to get the slider.
Trying to be proper,
looking around, making sure, putting the slider on our plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
and
know
old Hammer Hands comes over with the forklift. Boom!
It was a low, though.
It
was a standing slider. Mm. It was the last one.
I don't know.
It was the last one?
Wait. If it was the last one, was it the last one?
It wasn't the last one.
It was the last one. I swear to God.
The optics.
Nope.
Optics.
I tongued the hot dog.
You tongued the hot dog or you tongued the hot dog?
The guy that was
tongued.
I think you tongued it, too.
You know what? Hold on, but you know how he got the ketchup? Finger.
That's ridiculous. These are blatant lies.
Wait, you use what? Wait, what's going on here? You tongued it. You tongued the hot dog and then
she's slandering my good name.
What, you use your finger to put the ketchup and mustard?
But I could just tell some of the people here don't have proper community food etiquette. Because I seen a couple of guys do some dry. I seen a guy do a dry by on the chicken wings. Put one chicken wing in.
You want me to?
How were those chicken wings?
Good.
Well, they're obviously not here anymore.
That's true. Is there some underneath the chair? Let me see.
And you wonder why. You wonder why.
I need to get back at you.
You wonder why.
Whew.
So, yeah, man.
Hmm? We're having a good time, man.
We are.
It's a hell of a setup. So, if you guys haven't gotten your tickets yet, come on out here. It's a lot of fun. We're going to be here till 2. And we'll see what action follows, because the chaos begins really when the multiple games start, you know. And then once we get towards, what would you say, like 2:30, like right after we get off the air is probably when all the craziness will ensue.
I think Hawk and Crowd show's gonna have all the craziness because all those three o'clock games.
Yeah. Yep. We'll take a break here on the program. And get reset here, and you know, hopefully, I won't get judged for how I take one slider that stands alone. I'll tell you one thing I can judge though, and that's a good business and somebody who could take care of your dry cleaning.
Mm.
And that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. The owners are. That's our guy, man. He is a fan of the show. He is a fan of the Silly Sauce. He wants to take care of our audience. That's why if you use A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy. And you mentioned Tobin and Leroy. Normally, you'd get side eye in most businesses. They'd be like, "Are you listening?
Not with our guy.
You listen to those rascals? Not with Aura. He's going to give our listeners 25% off their order." You mentioned Tobin and Leroy, and I'm going to tell you, this is the hands-on touch that a family business gives you, Leroy. They do a great job, and they have been for over 40 years.
You know how you know it's a good business? Family-owned for 40 years. The mom's the seamstress.
Seamstress on site, Mama right. Aura.
They can do same day sewing. They'll pick up and drop off your order. Full customer service. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Just give Aura a call. He'll let you know how much it costs, how long it'll take.
You can text him too. 954-610-9383.
Remention Tobin Leroy. Or mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off. There is no better place to go. And I promise you, once you use A&T Dry Cleaning, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
So give Aura a call or text them up, 954-610-9383. Whether you guys got family reunions coming on up, school dances are coming on up, you got uniforms, maybe your kids are getting a little bit bigger through the school year, you got to get to the finish line. A&T Dry Cleaners, they'll take care of it all for you. They'll do pickup, drop-off. They got it all hands-on and that special extra care. A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383. It's time.
Is that it?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got another game going on right now. We are live from Buckets and Bets here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, everybody. Take you guys up until 2. And Vlad, if you could just unmute your video feed there on the StreamYard. It says you're muted there, so if we could unclick that. For the video audience, we apologize. We had a communication breakdown on our part over here, so we missed out on that. But we're caught up in all the action over here, man. It's crazy. High Point. They look like they got it going on. Are you not saying anything?
No, I was seeing who was the and it was me.
Oh.
Because I unmuted.
Yeah, you unmuted?
No, I'm not.
I muted you right now.
Right.
Okay.
I had unmuted me before, and I shouldn't have.
Do you have High Point in your parlay? You don't even remember? How many teams did you have again?
Every time he goes
you gambled
inside.
Too much. See, this is why I'm not taking gambling advice from you. You tell me not to bet on spring training. You can't even keep your list of your giant parlay that looks like a CVS receipt.
Let me see. Who's playing High Point?
Purdue, dude. Right
Purdue.
Up there. That's what we got going on right there.
I didn't do Purdue.
Mm.
Too wishy-washy.
Too.
I have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 team parlay.
Jeez.
Right? But I have a 3-team intangibles limit.
What? What does that even mean?
Intangibles limit.
Yes, that means that if I look at your school and you're mostly intangible, I'm limiting.
Okay, but do you know who's mostly intangible, or are you just going by school reputation?
School reputation.
Okay.
Well, okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Purdue.
Looking pretty. That looks like a 3-for-5-er.
What do you mean?
On the squad right now.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
That's your only intangible school? You didn't take Duke? Duke is intangible.
I got Duke.
Brian just gave you a whole list of intangibles.
Oh, yeah. He gave me a whole list. Creighton? That sounds intangible.
It does. But they're up right now.
Gonzaga?
Let's go Blue Jays.
Gonzaga?
This is what it's all about right now. We got action. Oh, yeah. This Creighton coach looks like no nonsense. What's my guy's name here?
Man. Any facial expression requires like a series of cracks.
Greg McDermott. Is that Dougie Bucket's dad?
Huh.
Didn't Doug McDermott, didn't he go there?
I don't know.
Is that his papa?
I don't know.
Hmm. Very interesting. He is the father of current all right. There you go. So how long has he been the coach there? 2010?
Is McDermott still playing basketball? Is he in Europe somewhere?
McDermott? Nah, I feel like Dougie Buckets is still hanging around somewhere.
Wait, you called him Dougie Buckets?
Yeah. What? People call him that? No, they call him that. They definitely do, dude.
Nobody ever said, hey.
Going to basketball reference right now.
Dougie Buckets.
All right, basketball reference. Small forward. Dougie McBuckets. Apologize.
Wow. Where is he playing this year?
He's on the Kings.
Oh, he still plays. Okay.
Tangibles.
Wow. I take that back. Who? Now, without seeming trying to sound too ridiculous.
Yeah.
Only intangibles call him Dougie McBuckets?
No, I think everybody refers. He's been Dougie McBuckets since he could bucket.
Okay.
That's what he's been.
All right.
You know? Like, it hasn't changed. That's what he's been, dude.
All right. I got you.
Ooh, I don't like that. Hey, let's go. Hey, verticality there, intangibles. Get your hands up.
Wait.
You want to sit here and defend or what? Why am I getting mad at a child? I don't know how old that individual is, to be honest with you. But
well, if he went to Creighton, he could be 27.
Right, he could be getting his medical degree.
Right.
All right, Creighton, I need you to hold strong here. You are the first domino.
Wait, they're
of this parlay.
They're not even favorites.
I don't care. I picked them. You can't just go in a parlay to make any parlay worth a squeeze. You got to throw in a couple upsets in there. A 9-8 and a 12-5, boom, you got yourself a parlay of value.
Except if they don't win because they're not favorite.
They're going to win.
Right.
It's March. Dude, it's March Madness, not March regular things happen.
So let me get this straight. That's your logic behind.
Yeah.
Picking all 12s over 5s?
Not all. In my bracket, I only picked one 12-5, but I hedged on my parlay and I picked a different 12-5. That's
so
the way to go.
So in order for you to have success, both 12-5s have to win.
No. Only for my bracket. For my parlay, I only care about, High Point? That's who I'm going with for that one. I don't really care about, or McNeese. That's who I have.
Okay.
High Point, I want to lose. I hate High Point.
Okay.
I mean, look at them. What's to like about, man, Evan Washburn, could you have any more hair gel?
Hey,
it was very out there.
It looks like he's in a wind tunnel, right?
My face is always stuck like this, but my hair never moves. Oh, yeah, you got a good bald coach on High Point. That guy loves to make guys, you know, run suicides.
He looks like a Hurley.
He does look like a Hurley.
Like, somewhere in the lineage, this guy was a Hurley.
Look at those male cheerleaders for Purdue. Those guys look like they
that's a couple of lumberjacks right there.
Can you guys play center for the Dolphins?
They're not called cheerleaders. They're called hype squad or something like that.
Hype squad?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You're a cheerleader.
No, that's it. Let go, Purdue!
But they don't hold up cheerleaders? Like, they're not bases for the cheerleaders?
Yeah, so, sure.
That makes you a cheerleader.
I remember we were hanging out with a guy who was a cheer guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was trying to use that as a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. I said, I could do the same thing and score 3 touchdowns. Right?
Dude, this intangible center for Creighton... He needs to grab a rebound.
I know I can't fat chain.
Then don't.
How about Slim Chain?
Leroy.
Yeah. That's not, I mean,
you
like,
don't,
same thing.
You don't know I don't, what.
That's not what you gave up for Lent.
They're slim.
It's just, it kind of feels like you're using,
you
like
see,
a,
you see
it kind of feels like you're using the patch to quit smoking.
Yes. You see why like I was trying to
somebody to comment
in the very
on.
Beginning, and I said just no, aiming
just
all around.
Me. All right.
You're trying to be a better person, right?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Okay.
Ooh! That's what I'm talking about, intangibles! Looking like Dougie Buckets out there! Let's go, Blue Jays!
Love how really? No one here knows what intangibles is.
First of all, Dave, before this week...
Feed the hot hand!
If you
feed the hot
Blue
hand.
Jays, you would think you're talking about Toronto.
Come on, let's go. What kind of point guarding is that?
Dude, they're an underdog. They have a 9-point lead.
Yeah, they do. We're going to get this parlay started on the right way. All right. We'll take a break here on the show. Vlad, I will not take off my headphones, I swear to God. And we'll be back with more after this.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.